Hello and welcome to Social Media Jungle Club. My name is CJ Gilbert and it's my pleasure to welcome you to class number 35. If you're watching this, you may be brand new to our program today. You may be one of our recurring members that's been in part of our program for over a year. And either way, I want to welcome you to today's program. My name is CJ and I will be your safari guide in the jungle that is the internet. So let me do something else with you today. It's time for a field trip. I did this last time and I enjoyed doing this with you. So let's do it right now. I've got another quote post to make. So let's do that right now together. Let me take us over there. There it is. So this is the software I personally like to use to make these quote posts. It's called Adobe Express. You could use Canva, you could use one of the many ones that are out there. This is the one I happen to like. And you can see it gives us our most recent ones right here at the bottom. So here's the most recent one that we created a couple weeks back. This quote by Jim Rohn, "Don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems, wish for more skills. And don't wish for less challenge, wish for more wisdom." Today I want to do a new quote with us. Let's see. So the quote I want to work on today comes from Warren Buffett and it is, "Risk comes from not knowing what you are doing." I think that felt like a great quote for us to use today. So where do we get started in something like this? Well, you know, you can start with templates. Let me take you over here to the templates. Can I exit out of this? Yeah, I don't need to be there. So you can start with a template. Now, I've probably let you know that I personally prefer square images because they work really well on Instagram and they really work everywhere. Some platforms prefer the up and down vertical one. Some prefer the horizontal one. But if you create a square post, it's going to work whether they prefer vertical or horizontal. So I just make them square because they fit the best. So I've got my quote from Warren Buffett. And now we're going to look for a layout. Now, it's possible I could copy the very last one that I made and then change the image that's used and change the text that's used. And that would be fine. I may do that. But let me just take a look at what's here. And then we'll grab something. Okay, it's refreshing. Alrighty, let's take a look. Let's look on layout. Let's view all on the layouts. It's interesting how they're kind of arranging them by color. We got strong bold. We got playful bold. I kind of like the one we made last time. None of these are grabbing me. Ooh, should we do one in blue right now? That's interesting. Kind of like this one. I kind of like this one. I'm going to change the image, though, so we'll lose some of that blue. Let's do it. Let's play with it. All right. So let's start with our text. Risk. And then we're going to select all of this. Risk comes from not knowing what you are doing. Warren Buffett. So far, so good. I feel like these could be closer together. I feel like I want to increase. I want to increase the text spacing, the line spacing. Yes. 1.5 is going to be good there. And the letter spacing, it's pulling them together like that. So let's let it breathe a little bit more. We've got some room here. So let's take that back to 0. What's this one like? This one, let's see what this one looks like at 0. -0. In fact, let's make this one go the other direction. There we go. So I've added space to this one and I took it away from the other one. Let's look at this shape. Let's move the shape back. We'll get more of the image that way. I talked a little bit last time about the rule of thirds. Let's make this a little narrower. Risk comes from not knowing what you are doing. And what if we make his name bold but smaller? We don't need it to be very small. What if we make everything else bigger? Risk. Let's make that 100, 101, 111. Now let's make this one. It's like, well, you've got several selected. Okay, so I really mean this one. There we go. That looks good. And you know what? I am going to make this a little bigger again. Now that I've made everything else bigger. Hey, how's that look? That looks pretty good. Pretty good. Little more line height. Even more. Let's see. Can I adjust the line height on everything? Yes. Let's go at 1.6, 7, 8. I like 8. I also feel like Warren Buffett can be down here a little bit. Okay. I kind of like that. Let's just bump it down a little bit. A little bit more. Mary Jane is saying, I've pretty much switched to square for everything. Yeah, I have too. It just fits, right? It makes it easier. Okay, there's our quote so far. I kind of like it. Risk comes from not knowing what you are doing. I feel like this box that's a little kind of gray blue, it works when the picture is so blue, but I'm about to change this picture. So I'm probably going to want to make the background of this a little bluer, but let's see what picture I can put in here first. And then that's going to let us know. So let's change the image. What can I do up here to change the image? I'm going to replace it. Should we take a look from what they have available? Yes. Let's see what they have available. And what kind of an image do I want to put in here? Ooh, look at this one with the leaves. That's pretty, but it's not really what I'm looking for. What's something that looks risky? I'm thinking skydiving. I'm thinking the edge of a cliff, maybe like a mountain. I'm going to do a search for mountain and see what comes up. Ooh, that's kind of cool. Ooh, look at this guy on top of the mountain. This guy's looking at the top of the mountain. This one looks pretty cool. You can click these to see what they look like. That's a really cool image right there. It's a little big. Let's make it a little smaller. Oh, that's too small. We still need it to fit. I like it, but I don't love it. I wish the sky was bluer. Let's look for something else. It's not my favorite. Photos. This one's bluer, but what's this little thing? Oh, it's only for premium users. See, I thought that meant I couldn't use it, but I am a premium user. Ha ha ha. This one's pretty cool because you got the guy looking at the valley. You can't really see any mountains on the other side. Ooh, but that's kind of powerful, right? Because he's looking over. Do you like that one? By the way, I talked last time about the rule of thirds. And do you kind of see how I'm putting this together? The quote is on one third of the image, and I'm putting the guy on the other third of the image. And then the word risk is at the top one third of the image. And the guy is on the bottom one third of the image. Do you see how I've arranged that? That's intentional. So I might go just like that. I kind of like it. That's pretty powerful right there. I'm going to look and see if any other images grab my eye. Otherwise, I really like that one. Although I like some of these other mountains. This one's really blue. Okay, we can always come back to this guy here. Ooh, look at how blue that is. That's pretty. All right, what do you think in the comments, guys? Do we like the mountain? Or do we like the one with the guy in it? I like how blue this one is. I will update this color. I'm going to work on that. Is this going to let us select a color? Because I'm going to select this blue right over here. But then how can I customize this color? Because I want to make it darker. Almost black, but it's the same shade of blue. Mary Jane saying she likes the guy. She likes the picture of the guy even better. Okay, here's what we've done so far. This is the one with the mountain in it. And yet, I'm hearing what Mary Jane is saying. She likes the guy. See, I like the guy too. Here's an alternative guy, kind of standing on a cliff, looking at clouds. It's got some forest in there a little bit. Let's see if we like this guy better. I kind of like the forest down there. That's kind of cool. Okay, so let's call this guy two. Do we like guy two or guy one better? Here's guy two. Let's look again at guy one, and let's just see if there's any others. I think this was the one. Oh, and here's another one. Okay, so here's a couple other options. I think this was the first one. Got the backpack. I still think that one works. Okay, so I'm leaning toward guy one. Guy one. You can see how Mary Jane writes, guy one, I like how you can see how high he is. That's cool. I like that. Okay, so this is our winner so far. There was one more I wanted to see. This one. Okay, here's another option. Our final option. So let's call this guy three. All right, Mary Jane, what do you think? This is guy three. We got some green in there. I kind of like that. It's similar vibes to the first one because he's looking out. He doesn't have the backpack on, so this might be more of a casual hike. What do you think? This is guy three, or do we like guy one still the best? Let me know. I like how there's kind of a little clouds right there, and we're still looking up. The sky kind of has a yellow, almost golden tint to it. Let me know what you think about this one, guy three, or should we go back to guy one? Let me know what you think. Jason, are you still with us? What do you think? Which guy do you like better for our quote here? And then we went with blue, but there's really not a lot of blue in this image. But I don't want everything to be green. I do like the blue. Let me know. We can still go back to guy number one. I am agreeing with Mary Jane. She says, I think he is too casual. I like how the first one mirrors the quote. He must have known what he was doing to get to that spot. That's a really good point, and I'm absolutely feeling that with you. And this is how you work through it. See how we did that? And here we are back to guy number one, and it's got the blue, and I like that. Let me just kind of see what it looks like over here more. And I'm just trying to see where I want to put him. I think it all looks good. Let's put them up just a little bit. And right about there is the third of the image. Okay, that's it. That's how we built it. What do you think? Do you like it that way? We're back to guy one. It's got the blue that I was looking for. She's right. He had to be more of a professional. He's prepared. He's got the backpack. Risk comes from not knowing what you are doing. Ooh, I like it. Did we do it? I think it's really good. Do we like this one? I think in the end, this ended up being my favorite after all. And that's how you work through it. Do you see how we worked through it like that together? That's the process. And I think that I hope that this kind of a demonstration shows you what it's like to go through this process. And we're kind of thinking through it and talking through it. You are welcome to create things like this and share them with us in the group. Let us know how it came about. I just realized I already have my quote set for next Monday. Otherwise, I would make this one our quote for next Monday. I could still use this the week after. Yeah, I'll probably do that. I'll probably make this one the first week of February. So, Mary Jane, thanks for working through this with me. I think that all of your points were excellent, and I'm very pleased with how this turned out. What do we think, guys? Risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. Let me title it. I'm going to call it Buffett. Risk comes from not knowing. That's good enough. All right, I'm super pleased with how we did that. I'm going to go ahead and export it. I need to go back to my files. So let me do this. Let me pull you back over here while I move some stuff on my desk. So I'm looking for my folder where I save my social media posts. And here it is. And here it is. I'm going to take you right back. Let me go ahead and take you back here to my screen. I know there's a lot of kind of visual garbage on here, so I apologize for that. I'll just kind of show you over here on the right side. This is where we just made our image. And over here on the left side, I have my files area. And I'm going to save it into this folder. So I just located that folder first. I've got my slides back there. I know there's a lot happening on this screen. I try not to share a lot of noise and confusion like this. Okay, but I want to download this image, and it's recommending a ping, which is going to make a really big image. What's the one we made last time? It was Jim Rohn. It was this one right here, Don't Wish. And it made it 1200 by 1200, and it was a ping. And it was only 552K. That's actually not so bad. Okay, so let's see what it looks like as the ping. It's going to make it for us. It's going to shoot it out for us. I'm going to go ahead and stick it right here. For some reason, I love replacing these spaces with dashes because of my ancient computer usage where files didn't used to like spaces, and I always replace them with dashes, but modern computers don't have a problem with spaces, but I still do it anyway. But you know, that's how it goes. Okay, so let's see how it turned out on this side. What did I call it? Buffett, right? So it's going to be up here. Ooh, nope, that's my last one. Oh, I already have a Buffett quote. Want to see? Here's a Buffett quote I've already created and I'm sharing. Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree long ago. Oh, look at that. I forgot to add my logo. Ha ha ha. Yes. Where should the logo go? Logo go. Okay, so I need to add some media. And I need to add, is there a branding button? Brand. Yes. Which one do I want to use? Depends on where I put it. Let's use the white version, and that way I can put it down here in the corner, and I want to make it much smaller. It'd be great if I could line it up with Warren Buffett. Let me make this full screen so I could see it better. That's not bad. Let's make it just a teeny bit. I like that. Is there too much space right here? Why is there a big space right here? Oh, because it turned it into a bulleted list. I don't want it to be a bulleted list. Stop making it a bulleted list. Okay, let's... I can't have a space there without you making it into a bulleted list. Fine. Fine, then I don't need a space. Okay, how does that look? Still want the space. Ah! Okay, look what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it over here and then delete the W. That's the kind of mad computer skills that I have right there. You have to outthink the computer. All right, checking our comments. Jason is saying, I'm still here, but I'm walking now, listening and talking to a neighbor. Cool. And Jason says, the mountain is cool and powerful, but the one with the guy looks more like a poster you'd see in an office hanging on the wall. That's kind of what we're building, is we're kind of building things that are like, man, that's cool. That would look like a poster hanging on the wall. I think that's a compliment. I think that's like what we're trying to do. So thanks, Jason. Absolutely. Okay. And I realize now my face might have been in front of what I was doing there with the W, but I think we made it there anyway. How's that look? I think that looks pretty good. Now let's save it. Yay. Save. Do you automatically save? It's going to automatically save for us. Now we need to download it. Now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to replace the other one that was here. Yes, replace it. Now I'm going to pull my screen over here and we can take a look. Here is our new image. I'm going to open it up so we can take a look at it. And there it is in its final finished state. And we do now actually have the logo in the corner. I knew I was missing something. Yay, there it is. I think this was very successful. I like this one. Risk comes from not knowing what you are doing. Warren Buffett and a little bit Jungle Studios. See how I've put my name next to Warren Buffett? That's pretty cool. So is the quote. Mary Jane says, so is the quote. As in the quote is cool and powerful? I think so. I think that's what you meant. And I agree. Awesome. So we did it. That was our show and tell for today. And you can see how I go about making some of these quote graphics. And hopefully it will encourage you to get out there and start playing with some of your own graphics. As a follow-up from our last week's class, to create those visuals. So I'm here to encourage you. You are welcome to move backward and forward through our classes as you need. Start with class number one and work your way through the material. All the classes build on each other, and then you have the freedom to go backward and forward as much as you need. When and if you're ready to start with a new social media platform, go back to the beginning with a new platform in mind and walk your way forward again. Because each time you go back wanting to work on a different platform, you're going to get new ideas, you're going to get new information, you're going to have new things that you need to focus on. So make sure to do that. And of course, let me know if you have any questions at all. We're here to help you. I'm here to help you as your web geek, but everyone in the group is here to help you and support each other. So let us know what questions you have and how we can do that this week. And then let me know, what was your favorite moment or takeaway from today's class? Did you get a new idea? Is there something else that you're going to work on over the next week? Leave us a comment underneath the video and let us know. And of course, we understand the internet is a jungle. It's too easy to get lost, feel like you're stumbling down a dark path and you're stuck in the quicksand. You can avoid all of that by joining a group just like this, a community just like this, because we lead each other through. Let us guide you through the jungle. And thanks so much for being a part of our program today. My name is CJ, and on behalf of the entire social media jungle community, we hope that you have a wonderful week and let us know how we can support you this week. And we'll see you next time. The internet's a jungle. Roar! thanks so much for being part of our program, everybody. So pleased to have you. Let's just see what Jason's writing. He says, yeah, I can't see too well in the sun here, but I think the guy one was the best for some reason. The Force one looks good too, and Mountain, but like I said, guy one looks like the motivational poster you'd see on the wall of an office. Awesome. Well, thanks for letting us know, Jason. Appreciate you being with us here, even on your walk, even while talking to the neighbors. We really appreciate you being here with us. Let us know if we can help you. Let us know what questions you have. I think I have to go feed the dog or something. So I'll see you next time on Social Media Jungle Club. Bye-bye for now, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. God bless. I've got my coffee. This is one of my favorite mugs. It's not my branded mug. It doesn't have the Social Media Jungle Club on it, but I just love it. It's a Starbucks mug, actually, but I just love the shape of that and the color. It's this deep cobalt blue. You didn't care. You didn't want to know any of this, but that's the kind of mood I'm in today. Leave me a comment. Let me know. What's your favorite beverage? Are you a coffee person? Are you a tea person? And if you are a tea person, what kind of tea do you like? And let us know in the comment section. Would love to know. I'm having coffee right now. This is the Newman's Own dark roast. I think it's a medium roast. It's delicious. It's my go-to coffee, and I love it. Sorry for my dog, man. He's barking right now. Oh, boy. He's getting a little older, you know? And so what are you going to do? Let me check in on my dog real quick and just make sure he's okay. I'm going to be right back with you. He was totally silent until I start doing my class, and then he starts barking. It's because I get excited, and then he gets excited. You know, because I'm so excited about this web stuff that I share with you. And then he hears me and he's excited. He wants to do the web stuff with us. Oh, well, featured topic of the week